الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أبا سفيان جئتكم بخير الدنيا وكرامة الآخرة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama-i kiram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam. From the first day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this insan or human being into this world, it was also the same day in which shaitan came into this world. Adam alayhi salam came with haqq, with the truth. He came with light and he came with the da'wat and the invitation of haqq. Shaitan came with darkness. He came with batil. And likewise he came with the da'wat and the invitation of batil. And from that point onwards, a confrontation throughout the ages has been occurring on the one hand between haqq, the truth, and the proponents of the truth, which were Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam and their followers. And on the other hand, between batil and the proponents of batil, which were the shayateen and their followers. What Quran refers to as shayateen al-insi wal-jinn yuhi ba'duhum ila ba'din zukhruf al-qawli ghurura. If you have to analyze human history, very rarely did this confrontation between haqq and batil occur in the form of wars. On occasion, wars did take place. But in reality, that system by which haqq spread and that system by which batil spread was the same system. And that was the da'wat and the invitation of haqq or batil. 24 hours in the day, this confrontation all the time is occurring. On the one hand, the da'wat and the invitation of haqq is being given. On the other hand, the da'wat and the invitation of batil is being given. One is the da'wat of shaitan, where he addressed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ قَالَ رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ He said, Ya Allah, we will invite them by placing the opulence and the attraction and the embellishment and the glitter and glamour of this dunya in front of them. We will come from the front, we'll come from the back, we'll come from the side, we'll come from the left, from the right, from above, from below. From every direction, we will invite them, place before them the glitter and glamour of this world. On the other hand, was the da'wat and the invitation of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. That da'wat and invitation was towards the akhirat, towards the reality of Jannat and Jahannam. That if you will obey Allah, Allah will reward you, you will get Jannat, never mind the sacrifice in this world. If you will disobey Allah, if you will get caught up in the glitter and glamour of this life, for this temporary period you may experience some enjoyment. But you will have to face the eternal punishment, chastisement and difficulty and hardship of the hereafter. Shayateen and their followers constantly are inviting this humanity towards the love and the attraction of wealth. Paisa ho to kaam banega. If you've got material means, you will be able to solve every problem, you will be able to achieve your goals and your aspirations. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam and their followers invited humanity towards Allah. Acquire the pleasure of Allah. Become the friend of Allah. Get the closeness of Allah. If you have Allah with you, your dunya is made, your qabr is made, your akhirat is made. This constant confrontation between haq and batil has been occurring throughout the ages. And each one, whether it is haq or batil, understand my respected brothers, it is sunnatullah, it is Allah's sunnat, that haq spreads through the dawat of haq. And batil also, darkness also, spreads through the dawat and the propagation and the invitation of batil. Those who will carry out the invitation of batil are the shayateen and the followers of the shayateen. And those who will carry out the invitation of haq are the anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam and the followers of anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. This continued throughout the ages until the culmination and the coming of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was the final da'i. This was the final inviter towards truth. This was the final Nabi of Allah. That is why when he gave his example, he said, my example is like the example of a person who built a beautiful palace, but he left one corner of it incomplete. People began saying, what a beautiful palace this is, if only it were complete. And he said, أَنَا اللَّبِنَةُ الْأَخِيرَةُ وَأَنَا آخِرُ النَّبِيِّينَ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي وَلَا أُمَّةَ بَعْدَ أُمَّتِي. He said, I am the completion, I am the culmination, I am the perfection of the whole of that palace. I am the last Nabi of Allah. There is no Nabi to come after me. There will be no Ummat after my Ummat. Given such a weight of responsibility, the akhirat, the jannat, the jahannam, the salvation of the entire humanity till qiyamah had been placed on his shoulders. Quran again and again explains to us the extent of the responsibility of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul ya ayyuhan nas inni rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a tabarakalladhi nazzala al-furqana ala 'abdihi liyakuna lil'alamin nadhira alif lam ra kitabun anzalnahu ilayk litukhrijan nas min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. His nubuwat transcended the boundaries of race, creed, color, nationality. Every human being, every insan, not only insan, every jinnat also. قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ وَلَنْ نُشْرِكَ بِرَبِّنَا أَحَدًا وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Insan, jinnat, black, white, every color, every race, every creed, every nationality. And every era or period or facet of human existence, till the last person to come before Qiyamah, announce to them, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the Rasul of Allah to each and every one of them. What was the logical requirement of this? Such a weight of responsibility, he should have had the age of Nuh alayhi salam. He should have come with the army of Sulaiman alayhi salam. He should have come with the kingdom of Fir'aun and Haman and Qarun. Yet, what was the period of his nubuwat? 8,156 days. 23 years, and that also 23 years according to the lunar calendar. If you look at the solar calendar, 21 years in a few months. And what was his financial circumstance? Wulida yateeman. وُلِدَ يَتِيمًا وَعَاشَ فَقِيرًا وَمَاتَ مِسْكِينًا صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was born an orphan. Family support not even there. No one to even breastfeed him. They could not even afford to pay the cost of a foster mother. عَاشَ فَقِيرًا. He lived the life of a faqir. وَمَاتَ مِسْكِينًا. And he passed away in Maskanat. What is faqir? Ulama explain, they say that person who has sufficient food till the night is a faqir. And that person who has absolutely nothing in his home is a miskin. When he passed away, he was indebted to a Jew. He had given his armor to that Jew to get some wheat and barley from him to eat. Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu anha says, that I perceived it was the last night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this earth. I wanted to light the lantern in his home. There was no oil to light the lantern. I borrowed oil from the neighbor to light the lantern. After borrowing that oil, she says the lantern was lit. It was the last night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this earth. That was the first night that the lantern was lit in his home. They asked her, why is it that the lantern was never lit before this? She said, whenever there was surplus oil, we would use it for food. There was never anything left over to light the lantern even. Such was the extent of deprivation so far as material wealth was. What was the support of his family? Allah reveals the verse, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. Invite, call your near relatives. He climbs onto Mount Safa. Ya Ala Ghalib, Ya Ala Bani Abd Manaf, Ya Ala Fihr, Ya Ala Luway, Ya Ala Ka'b bin Murra, Ya Ala Bani Hashim, Ya Ala Bani Abdul Muttalib. He calls the various branches of his family. Makkah reverberates. Sadiq and Amin is calling. The truthful and the trustworthy one is calling. From various directions they come. Ha, nahnu yadayk. We are in front of you. What is it that you want to say to us? He said, if I tell you there is an army behind this mountain about to attack you without seeing, will you believe me? They say, yes. Ma jarrabna alayka al-kadhib. We have never known you to tell a lie. We will believe you without seeing. Then he says to them, Inni nadhirul lakum bayna yaday adabin shadeed. I am a warner. I have been sent to warn you by Allah. That if you will not accept la ilaha illallah, if you will not accept the oneness of Allah, then a terrible chastisement and punishment awaits you. The first people to turn against him was his own family. His uncle Abu Lahab picks up sand, flings it at him. Tabban laka sa'ir al-yawm, alihada jama'atana. May halakat and destruction befall you for the entire day. Is this why you have gathered us? The first people to turn against him, his family. What was the condition of his home? He stands on Mount Safa. Calls out to Jibreel, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ مَا أَمْسَى لِآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ سُفَّةٌ مِّن دَقِيقٍ وَلَا كَفَّةٌ مِّن شَعِيرٍ. He says, "Oh Jibreel, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there isn't one strand of barley or one strand of or one grain of wheat even. The home was emptied. Everything was given for this da'wat and invitation of haq, for this cry and pain of humanity, that how this insaniyat can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat. Materially, financially, physically, very little at his disposal. Yet look at the basharat and the glad tiding that he gives. It was his Mubarak practice that whenever he would undertake a journey, the last person he would meet was Fatima radiallahu anha. Thereafter he would go to the masjid and read 2 rakat salah and proceed on his journey. When he returned, he would go to the masjid first, make 2 rakat salah. Then the first person he would meet was Fatima radiallahu anha. Such was the bond of attachment and affection between father and daughter. On one such journey he returns. When he goes to meet her, looking at his condition, she bursts into tears. Ma yubkik Fatima, he says to, "Oh my beloved daughter, what is causing you to cry?" She says, "Araka ya Rasulallah, qad shahuba lawnuk wa khlawla qad thiyabuk." She says, "Oh my beloved father, your face has changed color. Your clothes have become tattered and torn. Your appearance has become emaciated. This is causing me to cry. I cannot bear to see the manner in which you are finishing yourself." He consoles her and he gives Mubarak Badi and glad tidings to the Ummah. Ya Fatima, la tabki, fa inna Allah ba'atha abaki bi amrin la yabqa ala dhahri al-ard baytu madarin wala wabarin wala sha'rin illa adkhalahu Allah fi izzan aw dhullan hatta yablughu al-amr min haythu yablughu al-layl wa fi riwaya min haythu yablughu al-layl wa an-nahar aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, "Fatima, do not cry. Allah has sent your father with such a deen and such a da'wat and such an effort that that day will come that this deen will enter every home on the surface of the earth. Whether it is baked brick or unbaked brick, whether it is a tent or whether it is made out of wool, this deen will enter every home till it reaches that point where the sun sets. Those who will accept it willingly will be honored. Those who will not accept it willingly will be disgraced, but this deen will reach them. Financially, materially, nothing at his disposal. 23 years period of Nubuwwat. In that entire period, he does not step out of the Arabian Peninsula. Yet, what is he saying? My deen will reach every corner of the globe. What is that system? What is that nizam that Allah has put into place? What is that system that Allah has put into place? That verse upon verse of the Quran, where Quran pukar pukar kar keh rahe, is shouting out to you that this deen is for the whole humanity. He was a rahmat for the whole humanity, not only for 14 centuries ago. Till qiyamah he is rahmat. Till Qiyamah this message is to reach each and every person. What was that nizam and system that was put into place to fulfill this legacy? There are no angels that are going to come down to do this. My respected brothers, each and every ummati, each and every reciter of kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, with that kalima, with that recitation, with that placing your hand in the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with that came this responsibility to make his day your day, to make his night your night, to make his fikr, his pain, his cry, his concern, your fikr, pain, cry and concern. Unfortunately, with the passage of time, this ummah has forgotten.
And not only forgot that we forgot. Batil is on Uruj. Batil is on the rise. Why? Because the da'wat and the invitation of Batil is being given. Haq is suppressed. The light is being suppressed. Why? Because those who were supposed to give the invitation of Haq, those who were supposed to carry out the legacy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are immersed in the pursuit of this dunya. They have forgotten their responsibility. They have turned their backs on the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those even with some perception in deen, those with some perception of deen, what is their mindset? Their mindset towards the kuffar is that of hatred. We hate the kafir, but unfortunately we love the way of the kafir. We love the dunya of the kafir. We hate and dislike when it comes to our own Muslims, those who are away from deen, we look down upon them. What were we supposed to be doing? We were supposed to hate kufr. It is wajib to hate kufr, but it is also wajib to have sympathy and pain and concern for the kafir. When it comes to Muslims who are away from deen, hate their guna, hate his sin, that is wajib. But to have love and compassion for your Muslim brother is also wajib. Hakam bin Kaysan, the leader of Yamama, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam begins giving him da'wat, calling him towards Islam, calling him towards the oneness of Allah. He refuses to listen. Umar radiallahu ta'ala who gets upset and irritated. He says, Ya Rasulallah, da'ni adrib unuqahu wa yadhhab ila ummihi al-hawiya. He says, O Nabi of Allah, give me permission. I will take his head off. I will take his head off and let him go to his abode, Hawiya, referring to the verse of the Quran, Fa ummuhu Hawiya, wa ma adraka mahiya, narun hamiya. Allah says, what will make you know what is Hawiya? It is a raging fire. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ignores Umar. He continues giving him da'wat, giving him da'wat, giving him da'wat, until eventually Hakam bin Kaysan recites the kalima and says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Then he turns to Umar and he says to him, Law ata'tu fiik al-an ladakhal an-nar. Umar, if I had listened to you, if I had let you do what you wanted to do, he would have entered Jahannam forever and ever. Once he is sitting with Sahaba, a janaza is carried past, Yahudi janaza. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stands up and starts crying. Sahaba says to him, Ya Rasulullah, Nabi of Allah, it is a Yahudi. It is a Jew, why are you crying? He says, Alaysat nafsun tafallatat minni? Is it not another ummati of mine that I have lost? Is it not another soul of my ummah that is going to Jahannam forever and ever? Such was the mizaj and temperament of da'wat that he instilled in the ummah. This concept that Islam spread through wars is a fallacy, it is a lie. It is the treachery of the Orientalists. Islam spread, da'wat spread, the light of Haq spread. When this ummah was standing up on maqam-e-da'wat, when their day was spent striving, calling towards Allah, and their nights were spent crying before Allah for the hidayat of those they were calling. Bilal-e-Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, persecuted by the Quraysh, whipped at night, dragged through the streets of Makkah, years of torment, years of torture. The same Bilal, it is reported, when he would climb onto the masjid to give the azan in Medina Munawwara, while he was waiting for the time of azan, Bilal would make dua for the hidayat of Quraysh. That same Qawm that treated him as a slave and persecuted him, he would make dua for the hidayat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Uhud falls unconscious, shoulder injured with the blood pouring. His Mubarak Tut Shaheed, when he regains consciousness, That was the day when 70 Sahaba had become shaheed. That was the day when homes of Medina had been broken. How many women had become widows? How many children had become orphans? Sahaba, besiege him, Ya Rasulullah. Ud'u Allah alayhim. O Nabi of Allah, make bad dua for them. Make bad dua for them. Umar whose firasat is well known. Umar whose wisdom is well known. He says such was the pitiable condition of the Nabi of Allah on that occasion. That wallah, if he had raised his hand and he had made bad dua. La halakna min indi akhirina. Allah's qasam, Allah would have wiped the entire earth of kufar. He raises his hand, turns to his sahaba with tears in his eyes, and he says, Ama inni lam ub'ath la'anan. O my sahaba, Allah has not sent me as one to invite the curses of Allah on my ummah. إني بعثت داعيا ورحمة اللهم اهد قومي فإنهم لا يعلمون. Allah has sent me as a da'i. Allah has sent me as an inviter, and Allah has sent me as a rahmat and a mercy. Oh Allah, guide my people. Oh Allah, guide my people, because they do not know. Everything was given for Maqam-e Dawud. Everything was given for the concern and the cry of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the hidayat of humanity. In the Khilafat of Umar, one Arab leader, Jabala bin Ayham Ghassani, Allah gave hidayat to all the Arab tribes. One Badbakh tribe was deprived, the Banu Ghassan tribe. They accepted Islam, then they became murtad when their leader became murtad. The leader was Jabala bin Ayham Ghassani. He fled to Syria and then from Syria to Istanbul. The leader of the Romans, Shahirum, honored him because he knew that he was a renegade from the Muslims. Gave him wealth, gave him position. Umar sends a delegation to him. They go to him and say to him, Jabala, Umar has sent us to invite you back to Islam. The door of Tawbah is open. Jabala says, I have done so much wrong. How can my Tawbah be accepted? They say to him, Tulayha did a greater wrong than you. He claimed to be a Nabi of Allah, na'uzu billah. He made Tawbah. He came back into Islam. Allah accepted his Islam. You have not done such a terrible thing. Your Islam also will be accepted. He says, I am prepared to make Tawbah. I am prepared to accept Islam again. Two conditions. They ask him, what are your two conditions? He says, one, Umar must give his daughter in my nikah. Second condition, Umar must hand the khilafat over to me. They respond to him, first condition we already accept because we know Umar's mizaj. For your Islam, for you to be saved from Jahannam, Umar will definitely give you his daughter. Khilafat, that is dependent on mashwara. We have to go back and make mashwara. When they come back to report to Amirul Mumineen Umar, Umar bursts into tears. And he says, why didn't you give him the khilafat also? Why didn't you give him the khilafat also? He would have been saved from Jahannam. A khilafat, a rulership of 2,200,000 square miles, Umar was prepared to relinquish so that one person can be saved from Jahannam. Where is this cry in the Ummah today? Where is this concern in the Ummah today? Where is this acknowledgement and recognition of that wasiyat and that legacy that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed over to his Ummah? Go back to him now and give him the khilafat also. The delegation goes. As they enter Istanbul, a janaza is being carried out. They ask whose janaza it is. They say that is the janaza of Jabala bin Ayham. Taqdeer of Allah became ghalib and he passed away on kufr. Our elders are saying centuries have passed, centuries. And we have forgotten, and not only forgot, we forgot that we forgot. Nasya mansiya. out of the minds, out of the hearts. Scientific advancement has attempted to make this dunya jannat. The wealth and opulence of this world has come forth so that qabr has been forgotten, akhirat has been forgotten, jannat has been forgotten, jahannam has been forgotten. The madaris of this ummah were empty. The masjids of this ummah were empty. This ummah in a tide was going towards jahannam. One Mubarak Banda, because of his cry, because of his concern, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, Allah Ta'ala, we are running out of time, but just one car guzari, they said that in Nizamuddin there was one person who used to tend the jungles. At night he would patrol with a lantern. His name was Aladia. One night he is walking, he hears a cry, sound of sobbing. Someone is sobbing in the dark jungle late at night. He comes across Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, sobbing in sajda. When he finishes his salah, he says to him, Moli Sahab, he was the imam of the masjid. So he recognized him, Moli Sahab, why are you crying like this? He says, Aladia, Aladia, when it is said to you, cry for the deen of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you say I have to patrol the jungles. The businessmen of Delhi are saying, what about our business? What about our families? Who is there to cry for the deen of my Nabi? Who is there to cry for the concern of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? On one occasion, 3 nights he didn't sleep. He was walking up and down. Maulana Ubaidullah rahmatullah alayhi says his wife went to him. Hazrat, why are you not sleeping? He said to her, if I tell you why I'm not sleeping, there will be two people not sleeping in this home. Then he said, Hamara iman, hamara yaqeen, hamara aitiqad ye hai, ke Moli Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, nabi nahi thay, sahabi bhi nahi thay, tabi'i bhi nahi thay, tabi tabi'i bhi nahi thay. We have iman, he was not a nabi, he was not a sahabi, he was not a tabi, he was not even a tabi tabi'i. Ziyada se ziyada ye keh sakte ke 14th sadi ke nek musliman thay. The most we can say, he was a pious Muslim of the 14th century of Islam. He says, agar ek 14th sadi ke nek musliman ke dil ke andar ummat ke itne fikr ho sakte ke teen raat musalsal unko neend na aa jaye, to andaaza kar lo ke huzur e pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke dil ke andar ummat ke liye kya fikr thi. That if a pious Muslim of the 14th century for 3 nights could not sleep with concern for the ummat, imagine what must have been the cry in the pain and the pain in the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi. This da'wat and tabligh, this 40 days, 4 months, my respected brothers, is not asal. This is just alif ba ta tha. This is just the wake-up call that recognize who you are and why Allah has sent you. You haven't come into this world to be chasing after this dunya. This droves of humanity, billions and billions dying on kufr, billions and billions, millions and millions dying on the disobedience of Allah. The raging jahannam in every direction. Where are the youth? Call upon call of Allah is falling on deaf ears. This cry, this concern, this worry has been given to us by Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to remind us and wake us up to the reality. This is what this movement is, my respected brothers. Ijtima, inshallah, is starting tomorrow. Most of us are aware of it. From Zohar time, each one of us makes at least this much niyat, that for that full 48 hours, we will attend the ishtima. And then inshallah, Allah instill in our hearts the cry and concern of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we take out some time and go in the path of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.